Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries today. Let's come to the Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, I worship you and praise you and thank you that you, Father, are our Lord and our God, and Jesus is our advocate, our brother, our attorney, and praise the name of Jesus for the Holy Spirit that he sent to indwell us, that he will reveal to us the mighty truths of the Word of God. So, Father, as the Holy Spirit is in us and he's our teacher, I ask you today to have him reveal to us the truths of your mighty Word so we might be able to learn more about who we are and what we can do and how we can come against the forces of darkness and see you do great and mighty things as we speak your words. Now, Father, I praise you and worship you and thank you for your mighty word. As it goes out today, open it to the hearts and minds of all that will hear it, and use your word mightily for your glorious kingdom and to bring glory and honor to your name. In the name of Jesus, we praise you and thank you, Father. Amen. Well, we're still talking this week. We're continuing up to today, the last day of the week. We're still talking about the power of words and the things that you need to say. Now, I'm going to tell you that men and women who have God's power in their words can speak deliverance from every oppression of Satan. Words that bring salvation for the soul and healing for the body. To them, his representatives, Jesus warned that idle, wasted words would be brought into judgment. Words which would have been life, deliverance, bread to starving souls, but instead were words of chaff and worthlessness. Now, in the world of dying, starving souls and suffering humanity, how sad it is to withhold the one source of life and deliverance and offer stones for bread. Instead of being a fountain which gives forth the pure water of life, too many people today give forth a stream of froth and foolishness, which, if not poisonous, is utterly unattractive and unprofitable. Now, how will we measure up in that day when our deeds and words are judged by the standards of the Word of God? If any man speak, let him speak as the words of God. Now, that's 1 Peter 4:11. So when you speak, you need to speak the words of God. And if you will speak the words of God, they will bring forth great and awesome fruit for the kingdom of God. There's just no two ways about it. Now, those who insist on continuing in their foolishness are like a group of young ladies who were seen in a vision by a saint of God. These people were so busy making daisy chains to warn the passerbys, but their steps were leading to impending danger. Just ahead was an awful problem where they could quickly fall and be dashed to death on the rocks below. This kind of selfish preoccupation is far from the Spirit of Christ, who had compassion upon the multitudes. Now, I do not mean that there is no place for humor in the conversation of the Christian, or even in the preaching of the Word. Many times, the speech that we use or the preaching that we use can be humorous and still be sanctified. I have even made little jokes or little statements about the Word of God that quickly give people revelation and wisdom and understanding from what is written. Now, a bit of humor, especially when used to illustrate a point, can be and is very, very profitable. Now, it can arouse the attention and interest of the people that are listening, and it can drive home the message of the gospel so that souls turn to God. Now, if it's used in this manner, it is not idle and unprofitable. Anytime you use God's word to bring people under conviction and bring souls into the kingdom of God or get people healed or delivered, it's not unprofitable teaching. So always remember that. But be very careful what you say. Now, the reason that some Christians speak so many idle words is simply because they speak so many words. Some people just talk all the time and really don't ever say anything. So start paying attention to what you're saying. Is what you're saying line up with the Word of God? And is it bringing forth fruit? If it's not, then check out your vocabulary and begin to change it. That's quite simple. Now, most people that talk so much, they have no time to think, or that they listen to the voice, or don't have time to listen to the voice of God. Now, foolish words come so easily. We don't even have to think about them. We hear foolish words everywhere. They seem to be produced by repetition. The spirit of the age is an ever-increasing spirit of wickedness, which makes serious thinking different and difficult for both sinner and saint. Now, it is typified by the often repeated phrase, "Don't take life too seriously. After all, you'll never get out of it alive." How many times have you heard people make that kind of statement? In such an age as we live, it takes real effort and consecration to study and be quiet and wait before God till we receive His powerful words. But the wise man will do it, for he that hath knowledge spareth his words. Listen to that. Now that's in Proverbs 17:27. Proverbs 17:27 says, "But the wise man will do it, for he that hath knowledge spareth his words. But the mouth of fools feedeth on foolishness." Now that's Proverbs 15:14. "But the mouth of fools feedeth on foolishness." Now, in Proverbs 10:19, it says, "In the multitude of words there wanteth not sin." So think about that. A fool's voice is known by multitudes of words. So those people that go around just talking all the time, that don't pay any attention to what they're saying, you can be assured that they will speak foolishly. Now, as I've mentioned before, holiness is necessary if we are to have God's power in our lives, because the Word of God clearly says in 1 Peter 1:16, "Without holiness, it is impossible for anyone to see God." And holiness is not complete until it has taken possession of the tongue. I want to tell you, you have to learn how to talk before you can be used powerfully by the Lord. And then in 1 Peter 1:15, it says, "But as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation." So in what are you supposed to be holy? In other words, in everything you say. If this 1 Peter 1:15 says, "Be holy, so that you may be holy in all manner of conversation," that means in all of your words, speak the word of God, or be holy. And then I beseech you, brethren, to give this matter your prayerful consideration. I mean prayerful consideration, because many who are lost and suffering that are out there in the world will never find deliverance unless you make yourself ready and take them the delivering power of Jesus Christ. Now, consecrate yourself to God. Do this afresh and present your body to Him a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord. Now, do not forget or neglect to include your tongue, your lips, and your voice, because the Lord is going to hold you accountable for every word that you speak. Whenever we finally get that in our spirit, that we live in a world that we have spoken into existence with our mouth, whether it be good or bad, the world you and I live in, we have literally spoken it into existence with our mouth. We've either spoken blessings or curses, but we have done it ourselves. So, let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt. Keep that which is committed to thy trust. In other words, the power to speak in God's stead and bring deliverance, avoiding praying, avoiding profane and vain or empty, worthless babblings. Now, it is my prayer that all people who learn how to speak will cast aside all things which hinder the freedom of power of God in their lives. Put all of your, put everything on the altar before God and carry a burden for the lost and suffering. Remember, God can go on without you, but if you go on without God, you must go by yourself. You can't go God's way unless you go His way. Now, you must read this owner's manual. You must do everything according to the Word of God, and you must do it God's way. So whatever you do, please start thinking about what you're saying. Put all foolish talking aside. Now, get out of this rut and into the stream of God's power. God's promises for you, if you will only believe them, if you will only meet His conditions, and you're only willing to pay the price that He requires. Now, I realize the price that God requires for you to walk wholly before Him is worth it. So whatever you do, get into His Word, learn all these mighty things that you need to do so that you can walk in power with God. Make sure you walk with all your sins confessed, all of them confessed, all the time. Don't sin. Don't even say you're going to sin, because if you say you're going to sin, you will sin. So whatever you do, learn how to walk perfect, learn how to walk holy, and learn how to be obedient to God in all things so that He will hear and answer your prayers. Now, praise the Lord. I invite you to write me for audio and video tapes on all these subjects. The Living Savior, at Box 35, Justin, Texas, 76247. Or give me a call, and I will send them to you at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can get to us on the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can find a list of all of our video and audio tapes. We have many other tapes of the Healing School that's not listed on there. But anyway, you can get most of my teachings there. Or you can send us an email from there. We'd also invite you to our church every Sunday afternoon at 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. We start at 2 p.m. until 4 p.m. every Sunday afternoon. Also like to invite you to my healing school. The second Saturday of every month starts at 1 p.m. It's at the same location we have church, 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. It starts at 1 p.m., usually goes till about 5, the second Saturday of every month. We teach you how to walk in divine health and how to get healed. Come and expect the Lord to do a miracle for you. Praise His holy name.